Ambry presents Next and Now, a podcast on all things genetic.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Ambry Next and Now podcast. My name is Christian Gund, and I'm one of the genetic counselors on the exome team here in the Clinical Genomics Department at Ambry. One of the things we love to do here at Ambry is publish and share our data. Maybe you heard our previous episode where I spoke with Kelly Farwell-Hagman about our cohort paper on exome sequencing, which we just published in Genetics and Medicine. This podcast has just started, though, and we've been running clinical exomes and publishing scientific papers for years here at Ambry. So I thought I'd give a quick overview of the other papers we've published since we started exome sequencing at Ambry, and then I'll be ready to keep you up to date going forward. One of the benefits we have as a large commercial genetic testing lab is that we see a lot of the same tests ordered over and over. This is handy when we want to evaluate what types of choices patients or clinicians make when they order a test. Many of the conversations around exome sequencing as a commercial test have focused on secondary findings and how they should be returned to patients. In order to facilitate the discussion, Ambry published a paper in Genetics and Medicine titled Patient Decisions for Disclosure of Secondary Findings Among the First 200 Individuals Undergoing Clinical Exome Sequencing. We reviewed the choices patients made when they were offered exome sequencing and found that 93.5% of patients elected to receive at least one category of secondary findings. While much speculation and debate were occurring, Ambry endeavored to make sure data on the patient's decisions was part of the conversation. We don't limit ourselves to cohort papers, though. In fact, many of our exome papers have been case reports, highlighting individual exomes that have produced rare or interesting results. Ambry takes an active role in working with clinicians to ensure that these cases are published and can benefit the medical community as a whole. Many of these cases call attention to the unique power of exome sequencing to elucidate results in atypical cases. For an example, let's look to the paper called Diagnostic Exome Sequencing and Tailored Bioinformatics of the Parents of a Deceased Child with Cobalamin Deficiency Suggests Digenic Inheritance of the MTR and LMBRD1 Genes, published in the Journal of Inherited Metabolic Disease Reports. Here we see the story of a child who sadly passed away due to a presumed cobalamin deficiency. Unfortunately, an adequate sample for exome sequencing on the child was not available. However, we were still able to help the family and work with them to test both the parents as well as the sister. And our team identified a potential disease-causing mutation in each the mother and the father, as well as finding that the patient's sister only had one of the alterations. Now, both these genes had previously been associated with cobalamin deficiency, and single-site testing for each mutation on a blood spot from the patient that was available identified that the patient actually did carry both of the mutations. So there are actually a couple of really interesting points about exome sequencing that this paper brings up. One is that this was the first published example of exome sequencing being performed without a sample from the affected patient. Second is that our paper suggested that cobalamin disease may be associated with digenic inheritance for the first time. The final point is that a single gene testing strategy would have been unlikely to diagnose cases of digenic inheritance, so it would have missed this. Another cool thing exome sequencing is doing is working to find associations with disease in genes in which disease has not been previously reported. Part of what makes Ambry's exome sequencing excellent is our evaluation of these new or novel genes. And we've had a number of cases where we've made one of these associations for the first time. And when we implicate one of these genes, we're happy to work with the ordering clinician to get the case published. As a result, we've published a handful of these type of papers. In 2013, we published two papers like this, both in the Journal of Rare Diseases. Now, one had to do with a patient with epilepsy and intellectual disability. A mutation in the SNAP25 gene was found in this patient. The SNAP25 gene had previously been associated with disease in mice models, but before this case had not been associated with disease in humans. That paper is called Mutation in SNAP25 as a Novel Genetic Cause of Epilepsy and Intellectual Disability. The other publication featured in Rare Diseases involved a patient with intrauterine growth restriction, developmental delay, failure to thrive, congenital diaphragmatic hernia, and cerebral and cerebellar atrophy. Now, in this paper, a mutation in MYH10 was associated with human disease for the first time in the patient based on phenotypes previously seen in mice. It also increased our knowledge of the effects of mutations in other members of the gene family that MYH10 belongs to. Finally, we were also involved in a paper published in Neurology called Congenital Lethal Motor Neuron Disease with a Novel Defect in Ribosome Biogenesis, Once again, we have the association of a pattern of disease previously observed in another gene with a mutation in a gene never before reported to cause disease in humans. This time, we associated a de novo mutation in LAS1L using conservation data as well as zebrafish models. These three cases show just how much more we have left to uncover within the exome, and why we're so thrilled here at Ambry to have the expertise on staff to be able to evaluate these genes and give families the best chance to get an informative, positive result. In addition to identifying genes which have never been associated with disease in humans before, we have found that exome sequencing is expanding the phenotypes of already known disease genes. For instance, IQSEC2 mutations had historically been associated with non-syndromic intellectual disability. If you check out the paper we published in the Journal of Genetic Counseling, Diagnostic Exome Sequencing Identifies Two Novel IQSEC2 Mutations Associated with X-Linked Intellectual Disability with Seizures, Implications for Genetic Counseling and Clinical Diagnosis, you'll see that we published a report with two patients with distinctive features in addition to their neurological symptoms. The final paper to cover involved our team helping to publish a paper that expanded the clinical spectrum of UBE3B mutations. The paper is called Expanding the Clinical and Mutational Spectrum of Kaufman Oculocerebral Facial Syndrome with Biallelic UBE3B Mutations. And not only did it double the number of reported UBE3B patients, it also united a number of syndromes that were previously suspected to be distinct into a new disorder. Once again, exome sequencing proves its strength in diagnosing patients with atypical or mild presentations, and in doing so expands the known spectrum of disease for a gene. Whether we're pushing the boundaries of exome analysis, helping to discover new gene associations, discovering new associations in known disease genes, or just making sure ethical discussions can take place around robust data, we love working with our clients and their families to disseminate the data we collect as widely as possible. Not only do we love what we do here at Ambry, but we love to share what we do. We want our data published and our tests to help not only our clients, but the scientific and medical community as a whole. You can find copies of all of our exome papers at www.ambrygen.com/exome-next-data-sharing. Keep an eye out for more papers from all the teams at Ambry, not just the exome group. And if you run a test with us and think that the results would merit publishing, please let us know. We'd love to help you. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.
This has been an Ambry Genetics production of Next and Now. To learn more, visit ambrygen.com.